Grace and mercy and peace are indeed yours from God your Father in and from your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today we send out deaconesses into the Lord's church to do acts of kindness and mercy to those who are in need of the same. It's a good thing that we do this, for as we look at the Lord's ministry itself, it does not consist of proclamation alone. No, acts of mercy, healing the sick, restoring sight to the blind, feeding the multitudes, and so forth, are all joined to the proclamation of who Jesus is, the Savior of the whole world. Acts of mercy joined to proclamation make sure that we don't spiritualize Jesus, making him just some balloon flying around somewhere. But when we add acts of mercy to the proclamation of Christ, we know that he has come in the flesh to save people in the flesh and to help them with their fleshly needs. So, deaconesses, you have a wonderful role to play as you bring the healing touch and loving hands of Jesus to those who you will encounter who have great needs. Well, what skills do you really need to carry out your work, diaconal work in the place that you're going to receive soon and by way of announcement? How can you bring the love of Christ to those who the Lord has put in front of you? How can you be these loving hands of Jesus to those you will encounter? Well, our message from 2 Timothy has a few suggestions. In fact, commands. Let's look at them. First, St. Paul tells Timothy and us not to be ashamed of the testimony concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you, like me, have probably had instances in which you are the only Christian around. You know, you're outnumbered by unchurched people, perhaps even atheists and agnostics, people who actually might be hostile, yes, hostile, to Jesus Christ and Christianity. And in these situations, isn't it easy to simply say nothing? Isn't it easy to abandon the faith? The fact is that because of our human flesh, we would often rather be acceptable to those around us rather than risking our personal identity. And God clearly says no in our text today. Don't do that. Don't be afraid to give the good testimony. Don't be afraid to be ashamed if necessary. But being ashamed for Christ is not true shame. Now, in addition to this command not to be ashamed, the Lord tells us to willingly suffer for the gospel where that is necessary. In other words, don't avoid difficult situations where there won't be any suffering just to avoid the suffering. No, in fact, if you care for people in the name of Christ, and if you proclaim his word, suffering will come your way. And so be ready and be willing. And to know that even in the midst of your suffering, the Lord is going to use you for great blessings. In addition to these two commands to not avoid, to not be ashamed and to not avoid suffering, the Lord also adds a third item in our list today, and that is to guard the good deposit that is entrusted to you. Of course, this good deposit is nothing other than the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, this deposit in you deaconesses has been fleshed out here at Concordia Theological Seminary over your years of attendance. You have learned the faith. You have grown in the faith. You have this good deposit now at this point. This good deposit is not just the doctrine you've learned in your classes, but it's also the wonderful ways that you've learned and experienced human care, human touch, human mercy. And so we need to preserve that. We need to say, yes, these are the Lord's acts, and we need to go forward and to guard this good deposit of true doctrine and wonderful human care. That's what that is. Think of deposit in this way. When you make a deposit in the bank is not the owner. You're the owner of the deposit. And so what happens is, when we talk about a deposit in terms of the Lord's teaching for you, the Lord is the depositor, and you are the bank. You're those folks who are keeping things safe and passing on this deposit to others. Now, so as you're about ready to go into the field, you've got these three things. Don't be ashamed. Guard the good deposit, and be ready to suffer, all of those. How comforting is that? Not at all, because that's the law. And this text is filled with the law. And these are the prescriptions for you deaconesses to carry out. The law of God is good. And so we can't say, oh, this is bad. But there's got to be more to the picture than just these three commands. And fortunately, there is. And the Lord has something much better to say to you. And he says it in the words of our text here, that Jesus saved us and called us to a holy calling. Can you imagine that? Even though you're going to fail in terms of being ashamed, even though you might fail in terms of not guarding the deposit, even though you might run from any sort of suffering, still the Lord says, you are saved, you are redeemed. What a wonderful thing! Because I think that if you all look at yourselves now, you say, how can I do this work of deaconess? Man, you know, I got my own issues, my own problems. How can I go out and be a caregiver to others? Well, the Lord is telling you. He saved you. He's redeemed you. He's brought you into a holy calling, and he's not going to let you go one way or the other. And even more than this, he says, well, and this isn't anything that you have to do with. This is, in fact, what Christ has to do with, and that Christ is the one who, according to his purpose, in the words of our text, he wants to do this for you. He's going to carry out the work that he has for you to do in you and through you. Isn't that exciting? To think that you, feeble, sinful women, and I could say men, you know, in some senses too, but not that men aren't sinful, but that you are the ones that the Lord is going to use to do his work for you. And of course, this is all because of God's loving nature, which is fully revealed in Jesus Christ. No matter where you are, no matter what your trials are during that first week, that first month, that first year, no matter what other people might say to you that really throw you off balance, no matter what your health might be, no matter who you work with, the Lord is saying, hey, you're mine. I'm using you. So rejoice in that fact, that the Lord loves each of you, and he's going to carry forth his will and do it through you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.